Hey guys, welcome to the third episode of the Nobody Asked Me podcast. In today's episode, I have two people here with me, my cousins, and we're just going to be asking each other questions and going over thoughts. So let's get into it.
Yo, my name is Izzy and I'm from San Antonio. Originally, I'm from San Angelo, but yep.
Yo, my name is Guinea Mini and I'm from San Antonio.
First question of the episode, I'm included as well, is name your biggest mistake so others don't make the same mistake. And we're going to start off with Sky.
So I want to say the biggest mistake I have ever really made in my high school career is just not really pay attention to the signs of needing help and just ignoring the fact that caring for yourself is a part of maturing, and not caring about what other people say is very important as well.
So that was Sky talking. Thank you for the answer, and we're gonna hit it with my own question, and I'm Izzy. So what was the question again? Was name your biggest mistake so others don't make the same mistake. We're still on that topic. And basically, my mistake is not going to school. Man, I wish I went to school so I could learn more and, you know, probably graduate and live my life to the fullest. But I don't want anyone else making that same mistake like I did. So learn from it.
What's the biggest mistake?
Okay, guys, my name is Guinea. And the biggest mistake that I've done that I don't want anybody to do is just that. Don't rush in relationships. Relationship takes time. And the person that you want to be with doesn't come by, like, forcing it or anything. It comes naturally, is what I heard from, and many advice from many other people that I know who's been in relationship. And, of course, asking, don't be afraid to ask and get out your comfort zone. Always ask anybody if you need any help. Ask anybody, even if it's little things. Don't keep it forever. It might just hunt you down forever.
Alright, Guinea here asking the question now. For y'all two, I want to say, what is something that you're good at doing first? Tell me that, like, what are you professional at?
So, I want to say something that I'm really good at. Oh, this is Sky, by the way. Something that I'm really good at is really just disciplining myself into taking myself out of the comfort zone. I have been in multiple things that I didn't want to be in before, and I have grown from it. And it can be difficult being in your little personal bubble because you're comfortable and it's something that you don't want to leave. It's something that you are guaranteed, like, a stable ground. And I want to encourage everyone else who is, you know, in their comfort zone to step out of it, meet new people, and just try to expand your knowledge on different things.
All right, so that's what you're good at doing, or?
Mm-hmm. Just out of your comfort zone.
Let me hit you with another question. What is a common mistake you see a beginner make when taking the path that you took?
So a common thing that I see is a lot of people, whenever it comes to making goals and stuff, a lot of people think about it and manifest it, but they don't do anything to make it come true.
You gotta take action, right?
You have to take action. And that was me for a minute whenever I wanted to start a podcast or whenever I wanted to write a Latino essay, 8 pages for the school. It was just a thought. But once you start to actually take the steps into making your goal come true, I feel like then you can actually look back and see the progress that you made.
Hey, you guys, my name is Guinea. And just wanted to say, what am I good at doing? I'm going to answer my own question. What I'm good at doing is playing basketball and skating, rapping. I want to tell the people that are beginning to do that, you know, like rookies. Let me just tell you, it's all friendly, all nice, you know, just keep up. If you got stamina in basketball, just, you know, keep running a mile or two, build that stamina up. I say, and then go to, you know, to the gym, work out a little, you feel me? Get that athletic body. And then for rapping, just clear your throat and everything. Like, always have water next to you. You know, think of the thoughts before writing it down. And then, you know, just, like, talk whatever in the mic. And just be comfortable with the melody, with the flow. And then, you know, skating, just go ahead. skate around the neighborhood every day, and you'll get used to the flow to it of balancing on a skateboard. That's what I want to say to the beginners.
Hello, my name's Izzy. So the question was, what are you professionally good at? I'm good at playing video games. And the biggest mistake I see beginners do, which is the second question, is why press the same button every time? It's like playing Fortnite, playing Call of Duty, or playing even, Mario, you know? You just press the same button, or you're learning how to walk.
Hold up, well, that's the point, though. You gotta press the same button, don't you? Like, what is the wrong button?
You have to learn how to crouch and stand up at the same time while you shoot. You gotta learn how to dolphin dive while shooting.
By doing that, you gotta press the same button, don't you?
It's a trick. It's like playing Mortal Kombat. It has triangle, square, and left and right, right? Oh. Just to make that move, that trick. Oh. So, yeah, you actually gotta take your time and move your fingers around to press certain different buttons to be good at the game, to be an expert. And that's what I am. I'm a pretty good player. And, you know.
Consider yourself a professional?
I consider myself a professional.
On what game?
On Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Eesh, that game just came out.
Too, that right? game just came out as well. So,
pretty good. Are you good at sniping or what are you good at?
I'm good at with submachine guns, with light machine guns, with snipers, most definitely.
I heard they called you Sniper Sav back then. Do you still have that title or no?
That title kind of left, but it might be coming back. I am a YouTuber, and I do make videos of my snipers killings.
Do you want to tell them your YouTube channel? What's your YouTube channel?
I don't think I named it yet. I just have a lot of videos saved of me sniping, so I haven't posted them yet, so I will soon, though. I just need to make more.
Okay. So the next question is mine. Would you rather vacation in Mexico or Alaska, and why?
One, two, buckle my shoes. I'd rather be in Mexico, because one, it's pretty, I like the hot, you know? I don't really like cold, and I'd be shriveling too much if I was in Alaska. And plus, what can you do in Alaska? All you're doing is just skating down on a mountain with snow. It gets cold, don't you think?
Yeah. And what would you do in Mexico?
That's a good question. In Mexico, I'll probably visit my ex. This just depends where we're going. You know, what Mexico part? What part of Mexico?
Any part. Anywhere.
Any part. I'll probably visit one of my exes. You know, hashtag, what's her name? Nala? Lala?
We're dropping names now. Okay.
Oh, yeah. her name was Yadi. Yadi, Yadi. Okay. Like that music. Mexico, and also I got family, you know, at San Luis, you know.
Yo, so this is Izzy. My answer would be Alaska. Why? Because I'm cold-hearted and I feel like I should be in the cold. So, yeah.
Okay. Why are you cold-hearted, though?
Why am I cold-hearted?
Yeah, why?
That's a tough question.
That is a tough question, so answer it.
Because me and my family went through a lot when we were kids.
Okay. And what would you do in Alaska?
Probably survive.
Probably survive. And like, what you mean? Like, what do you know about survival? In Alaska, what do we do? And first thing, if you say you try to survive, what is the first thing you do in Alaska?
Make a hut.
A hut? What is that, bro? What are you speaking?
A hut, like, with people and, like...
An igloo?
An igloo.
Igloo? Why not build a tent? Is there a way to build a tent?
It's too windy out there. It's probably gonna break down.
What if you came across a polar bear?
Polar bear, yeah. What if you cross
over? Did you know polar bears are actually black? Did you know that? They're black with white fur.
Really? I didn't actually know about that. How do you know about that information?
I saw it on the internet. They had saw a polar bear with no fur, and it was a black bear.
Oh, but with fur is white, right?
Yeah. Do you want to see the picture?
Yeah, wait, is it still rolling?
Nah. Did you record?
Yeah, it's
recording. Oh my god,
man.
It's an ugly looking dinosaur. wanna be like one for real, but it's a polar bear, unfortunately. And it with no hair, looks like a monkey.
Looks like, I don't know, bro. It looks ugly. I cannot describe it.
Looks like you, Guinea.
I bet. It probably does, but, you know, at least I'm good looking. I'll get all the polar bears in the world.
Okay. You know what I'll do if I come across a polar bear?
What?
I would try to kill him. And when I do kill him, I'll cut him open. And I'll cut him open. And then I'll sleep inside of him.
Bro, how are you going to kill a polar bear?
There's a lot of ways. There's traps. There's...
How you set the traps?
Do you know how to set the traps? You're acting like you're a professional.
I certainly am. I tell you that. I know how to shoot an arrow. You know how to build an arrow? A slingshot? No. You don't got creativity. That's one.
How do you build it then?
You simply get a stick with a rubber band. If you have a rubber band around you, by any chance, or you can make one with a pine tree.
There's no trees in... Okay, so this is Sky, and I'm just going to answer my own question. And I would go to Alaska because I feel like I have always wanted to swim in the ice because I see a lot of people swimming in the ice. So it looks like fun.
That's not fun. That is cold. That is, I cannot.
That is cold-hearted.
What he said. But anyways, thank you for having me in the podcast, Sky. I really appreciate it. For, you know, letting my thoughts go a while. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Scott, for everything that you put your hard work in the podcast. And you know what I'm saying? And it's Izzy, and Izzy's out.
Izzy and Guinea out.
But anyways, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Always remember, you're beautiful, smart, amazing, gorgeous. And you're going to do great things with your lives. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast, and I also would like to encourage y'all to come and follow my Instagram at nobody_asked_me2.0 to get some updates on my episodes. But other than that, that's the end of the episode. Thank you guys for listening.